If your house is one of the 6,500 where there is someone sitting Ag Science for the Leaving Cert this year, you will no doubt be painfully aware that the projects, bold caps, letters, air quotes, exclamation mark, have to be submitted very shortly. Recently, we came across a school tour for Leaving Cert Ag Science students. It was in a farmyard in Offaly, and we asked Ronan Kelly to go along and see what was involved. He got there just as the buses with the students pulled up, sixth years about to submit their projects and fifth years looking for ideas for theirs.
I've never really been on a farm. Like, I live close to farms, but I've never really been on one.
Okay. Do you have a project?
No, we're actually looking today, I think, to look at a few ideas. Right. Haven't really thought of one yet.
What I did is last summer I put trackers on sheep, and what I did is I gave them different feeds and I've seen how much it affected their live weight gain.
Okay, and I do live on the farm?
I don't, but I live in Milltown and there's plenty of farms around me.
Well, we had a project last year and we had a student and he wanted to use cutaway bog, because it was all around him and there was so much controversy around it, and he decided to plant blueberries on the cutaway bog. Himself and his grandmother did the project together, and he wasn't farming either, and the project did really well. He was thrilled.
And tell me about projects. What do you think about projects?
I'm thinking about comparing a dribble bar and a splash plate on a slurry tank. See what works.
You're going to have to say that for me again.
Yeah.
A dribble bar
and a splash plate. Comparing them and see what grows better, grass.
All right, so yeah. A splash plate is where it...
Where it just throws it out and the dribble bar drops it close to the ground.
And how will you do that?
Just get fresh bit of grass and spread some of it slurry with the splash plate and spread some with a dribble bar. See what grows better.
Hey folks, you're all very welcome to Fulhamore Farm. Very, very gentle around the sheds. No jumping into pens. No shouting, just we want to be really, really calm when we're around livestock, and just follow your coordinators and teachers and the people on the staff.
Adam Woods, Deputy Editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. All the students will travel around the farm in groups of sort of 10 to 15, and they'll have a 10-minute talk basically on each sector.
Do you know what, when I googled it, the first thing that came up was, is Ag Science an easy honour?
Right, okay.
People are obviously ripping around looking for easy honours. Yeah, yeah.
It had that name, I think, in the past, but I think there's a lot more work to it now.
Several different things going, but the main things what we have here is sphagnum moss. Sphagnum moss is very important for carbon capture, grows in waterlogged soils and peat soils, and as you can see here, there's layers and layers with broken down, and that is what's capturing carbon and capturing carbon in the soil.
Why do we cross black-faced mountain sheep with blue leasters? The mountain sheep tend to only have one lamb. They're very hardy, they're quite small, compact, very good mothers. Blue-faced leasters tend to have a lot of lambs. They're very prolific, 3, 4, maybe even 5 lambs. So by crossing the two, you get a medium prolificity ewe called a mule. She's quite good at turning grass into milk. She's got the hill genetics. She's quite hardy, very good mother, very maternal. So they fit into a lot of lowland sheep.
The synchronized breeding then, and then all the heifers, they calve then all before the cows. That's the one that's in heat, the one that's jumping.
Are they not all girls?
Yeah, they're all yours in that pen, yeah.
Why do you find them getting up and up to her?
Once they start coming in heat, that's when they show. that's how they show. Like, Sean uses tail paint on them once they're being AA'd, and he'll put the tail paint on them every day, and once the tail paint's rubbed off every evening, he'll know that that one needs to be AA'd then.
What side did he go up on the tractor there? The left side. So the left side is where you enter the tractor. Does anyone know the reason?
Exactly. Too close.
All the controls are on the right. So if you enter from the right and you slip and fall, you could push a front loader down and then that could cause injury. So look, always enter from the left.
I have a Massey 65 that I done up from scratch. When I got it, it wasn't running. It was all seized. I just opened up the head pile and then turned it around with a bar. and she unsees, thank God.
All right. And do you have somebody with you when you're doing it?
Ah, the father, yeah.
Okay. And he helps out?
Ah, a bit.
And what do you mean, a bit?
Ah, he does a bit.
Does he stand there telling you what to do, or does he...
Stand there looking.
Does he? Supervising.
Yeah, exactly.
So you'll be firing him fairly soon, I'd say, will you?
Yeah, she's already fired, so he is. Yeah.
They are always discussing buying spare parts because they're all parts are all secondhand on the tractors they work on and stuff.
And you're not getting them to shush up during class while you're trying to teach them if they're doing all this chat?
Well, we have an arrangement. I get loads of work out of them for the first maybe 40, and the last 5 or 10 minutes, they can do their wheeling and dealing the last 5 or 10 minutes. So what if they get their work done? So that's the way they operate.
Right. So you're running a little market inside the class. Take a cut, or does the school get a cut? No.
Well, no, we'll have to be discussing that further.
With the revenue.
All morning, the small groups of Leaving Cert Ag Science students are ushered from stand to stand by coordinators from AgriAware, like Emer Mannion.
I'm from Dublin, so I had no farming background. Fell into it in college, so I took Ag Science in college, hadn't done it before. It was difficult originally, but I think if you surround yourself with people who are willing to kind of answer your silly questions about it.
What was your worst silly question?
I think one of them was that I didn't realise that a cow had to be pregnant to produce milk. I think that was probably one of my most silly questions, which is amazing because I would have done well in school and everything, not a stupid person, but that's how disconnected I was from agriculture originally. So yeah, that probably would have been my first stupid question.
And do you remember what the reaction was?
I think there was a bit of laughing, but I think when I explained kind of my situation of like I'd never set foot in a farm, I only ever bought my milk in a shop, so there was no kind of thought around it, and a lot of my friends who are over 20 and even my parents wouldn't really understand the whole process, so I'm not alone in it, I guess.
Like Emer, most of the people I talked to in the farmyard found their way into agriculture by accident. For example, Nick, one of the sixth year students from Maynooth Community College. He only ended up on a farm when he went looking for part-time work.
I was looking for more maintenance work, more like painting walls, fixing fences, not really going near animals. And then I kind of got just thrown in and it was just unexpected and now I love it.
Tell me what made it click for you.
I don't know, I think it's just the people I work with. Like I'm the youngest down there. They all be 50 odd or 30 in and around.
That's so old.
I know. But I don't know, they're just, they kind of look after me, it's great crack, they love it.
Oh, do they? They're not slagging your...
Oh, well, every now and again, but sure, that's every farm.
Back to the original question on Google for Nick and his classmate Thomas. Ag science for the Leaving Cert? Easy honor?
You'll do well.
Yeah, I'd say if you put the work in, it'd be easy enough. And if you put the work into your project and you have a solid project and then put the work in with the theory, like it is, it's doable, you know, like it's not impossible.
Leaving Cert Ag Science students from Maynooth Community College and Kildare Town Community School there. The producer of this programme was going to do Ag Science Leaving Cert to see how hard it was and then saw how much was involved in the project and said, no, I don't think I'm going to do that.